This is inspired by Zaki in Switzerland, who responded to Jacqueline B, following Jacqueline B's piece about inspire and motivate. And I'm remembering, as I heard Zaki's words, I'm remembering walking through trees on a farm with sunlight coming through them in the center of France, the département of Cher in a place called Saragosse, which was near Vierzon and Rueil. And I'm about 14 years of age, and I'm walking through the trees, and I'm alone, and it's warm, and it's a July afternoon, and I'm dreaming, I'm daydreaming, I'm imagining that I'm going to be, or that I am already, a golfer. I'm already hitting balls off the turf into positions on the green. I'm in a competition with other people. I'm imagining my future. I'm playing with where I'm going in life. I'm excited for a short while. I'm daydreaming. And I, like Zaki, also have a lot of big ideas, grand schemes, plans that have excited me. And I'm thinking about one in particular right now as I was listening to Zaki responding to Jacqueline B. We're talking about the feeling of excitement. We're talking about the experience of motivation, impulse, drive, being the distinction between inspire and motivation. It is to me not the important thing. What is important is the meaning behind inspiration and motivation, and holding on to a meaningful statement about the two. So yes, as I walk through France, you can hear my daughter playing on the iPad in the back. But it's a lovely experience to have been transported by Zaki responding to Jacqueline, and found myself with a car waiting in a queue at the Dunkettle roundabout, around the Dunkettle interchange, to give it its correct name, on the school run this morning. Thank you on Thanksgiving Day.